Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Time for Am I Wrong? And Daniel is here with us. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Daniel.
We're good, man. We're great. How are you?
I'm good. I guess I'm calling in because I'm a bit, troubled. I need to know, am I wrong on something right now? Because I'm having a bit of an issue with my old lady, Emily.
Your old lady, Emily?
Yeah, well, this is a term of endearment, but long story short, we are due for a little one coming, so that is exciting.
Oh, you're having a baby.
Congrats.
Yes, thank you. And that is exciting, and, having a baby is always like a big deal for everybody, of course, bringing life into the world. And so we're talking about everything, trying to get on the same page, trying to make sure that we're attacking this whole situation the right way. We just want to be a good parent.
Yeah, very responsible of you, yeah.
Well, we're just trying to set the bar high for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my issue, though, guys. So we're talking about, what we want the baby to call us once it starts speaking. I'm asking her, what is she like? Does she like mommy? Does she like the way my sister calls my mom, ma? Or does she want mama? She says she wants the baby to call her Emily. And I'm not really sure.
Is Emily her name, or is Emily...
Yeah, he said that already.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
Yeah, no, Emily's her name. It's not it's not like a grandma's name or anything. That's her name.
Oh, okay.
She wants to still let the baby know she has her own identity and that she's still a person. She's not just mom. She's not just this old lady who will show up and pick you up in a van. She wants to be a person. I'll just say this. I'm definitely not getting called by my name. I'm not Daniel. I'm either Daddy or,
Dad.
Papa, yeah. If she would love. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right, hang on one second. Let's call Emily here and talk to see what her side of the story is, okay?
Yeah, let's figure this out.
Hello?
Emily.
Yes?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Emily, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Emily.
There's two of us here on the phone.
Okay.
Actually, that's a lie. There's three of us. We have your baby daddy, Daniel, with us, too.
Hi, Daniel.
Hello. Hey.
What's going on?
Emily, Daniel told us that when you have your baby that you want her to call or him to call you by your first name and not mom.
Daniel, did you really call a radio station about this?
Not just a radio station, the radio station.
I'm sorry, the radio station.
And the answer is yes. Why is it that you want to be called by your first name and not mommy or something?
It made me feel old, really. But now I've been researching it, and it seems like it's healthy for children to see their mother as an individual, acknowledge that I'm a person and I relate to the world in ways other than just their mom. And it's not a detrimental thing to ask my child to call me by my first name. And so I just don't see why it would be a bad thing.
Did you call your mom by her first name?
No, I definitely called her mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, all right.
I don't plan on doing everything that she did as a mother either.
No, I don't do anything my parents did. And my kids love me for it. And Daniel, you don't feel like that's right or traditional, or it annoys you?
It's definitely not something I would consider traditional. I mean, look, spanning through, the history of time, it looks like people have always called their parents some form of mom or dad. I mean, even if you look at, pop culture, look at Game of Thrones, which is a pretty old time period show, they're still calling their parents, mother, father, mom, dad.
Right before they slash their throats with a knife, too. Hang on one second, you two. Don't go anywhere, because there may be some opinions on this that we can get for you. 340-9595. Alicia from the South Side, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing good yourself.
We're doing great, Alicia. So Emily wants her babies to call her Emily. What do you think about that?
I think that is crazy. Like, for instance, if I call my mom Terry, she probably turn around and slap the hell out of me. You know, it right. becomes like a disrespectful type of thing. Like when, like, troubled kids are calling their mom, oh, Deborah or Regina or, you know.
Right. And but in this case, she wants it to, like,
yeah,
she's going to train.
Yeah, that's different.
I know, and I've seen that. I've seen kids do that, and the parents are like, what did you just
call
me?
Yeah, it seems rude when they do it like
but
that.
I feel like if your mom wants you to do it, then, I mean, it's disrespectful not to.
I couldn't call my mom by her first name. I feel like it's disrespectful.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Kristen from Stark, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What do you think, Kristen?
Nope, sorry. I've got three little girls, and they all call me mom or mommy. Uh-huh. No way, and holy heck, they're calling me Tristan.
Yeah. I don't even know anyone who calls me by my first name.
Exactly. Nobody
you?
Does. It's like, hey, I get called Boo by my best friend, or
yeah.
Boo.
Yeah, my wife calls me baby. My kids call me daddy. You call me dumbass.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure everyone calls you by your first name.
Hey, thanks so much for calling me. So a lot of people like to use my nickname.
Oh, what's that?
Ace
no,
McCool.
It's not. That's what it isn't.
It is. I have the URL and everything.
Dude, no one calls you Ace McCool.
They do.
And if they do, bye.
That's what I should have my kids. I should have my kids call me Ace McCool from now on.
No, you shouldn't.
Brittany from the North Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. What do you think about this woman who wants her kids to call her by her first name, Emily?
I think it's absolutely crazy. Anybody in this world can call you by your first name. But when you have kids, that's a respect thing. That's a pride thing for someone to be able to call you mother and father.
Yeah.
Not just your name. Anybody can call you your name.
Yeah.
Your kids are special, so they should definitely call you mom and father. You should take that as.
Does anyone call their parents mother and father? Is that like still
I'm
a
sure
thing?
I'm sure people do.
In like Great Britain or something.
I mother, was going to say, I feel like it's like
father.
Britain. Like then they're like very proper.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. Father.
We're just like, hey, ma. That's what we do.
Is that what you do? You're from New Jersey all of a sudden?
No. No, but sometimes.
Paul from Mayport, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Paul. What do you think?
Okay, so my opinion is I agree with my fellow shipmate. I agree with the dad. Only because, see, people seem to forget that, yeah, it may, the mom may become an individual. But the thing is that you're not just an individual. You're the mother.
Right.
All right? So, like, same with the father. So, like, mom and dad, yeah, over time they've been, like, known as mom and dad. But throughout time, everyone has always been called mother and father if you are the mother and the father of the child.
Plus, it's way more fun because if, like, someone calls you, like, they call you mom or mother, then you can just refer to yourself as, like, a bad mother.
That's
right.
Like that's a no go.
Right.
That's
like if my kids didn't call me daddy, I couldn't go up to them and say, "Who's your daddy?"
Like oh, it would gross. Just be, no.
It just wouldn't work.
No.
Who's your Mark K?
Please don't say that to your kids either.
340-9595. Lexi, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do you think about this whole shenanigans?
So I'm expecting myself, and I just have to say it's the best gift I've ever been given on earth. And I think once that baby gets here and goes to call her mama, because it's a natural instinct for that baby to do that, she's not going to even be able to fight it. It's going to melt her heart. She's going to fall in love with it. And there's really going to be no denying that she's mama from here on out.
No, that's a great point. Hey, thanks for calling.
It's not a natural thing.
Is it a natural
thing? Your kids
instinct?
Don't just say that. You tell them to say
right,
it.
Right, it's like a repetitive. Like you yell at them, say mama.
You say it.
And eventually they're like, mama, you happy?
Exactly.
Ashlyn from the West Side, good morning. How are you?
Hey guys, how are you?
We're great, Ashlyn. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Just battling some traffic in the morning.
Oh, boo.
The usual.
That's so basic. What do you want to say about this whole thing?
I think it's so bizarre, first of all, and it's completely disrespectful. If I ever called my parents by their first names, they'd slap me across the face.
Yeah.
Like, who do you think you are? I think it's just rude and kind of weird.
I know, but that's what you're used to. That's the thing, though, is that she's saying she wants her daughter to or son to call her that. So I feel like that's a different situation.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think it's weird. And I feel like it would feel weird calling my parents that. And, like, yeah, I'm used to it, but still.
Right, but if you grow up, I mean, that's the thing. You grow up only knowing that. Like,
right,
that's,
you wouldn't know any different.
Right,
yeah.
Like, this is my Emily, not my mom.
But I get it. It's weird to me, too, because that would be weird for me to be just be like, hey, Joy. Like, that would be really weird.
Who's Joy?
That's my mom,
Oh, that's
obviously.
Your mom, right. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. This is Paul from the North Side. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Great, Paul. What'd you want to say?
Don't you think it's going to be kind of weird for a child to go to a playground with his friends and say, where's your mommy? I don't have a mommy. I have Emily.
Yeah. I will say this, though. If the kid ever gets, like, scared or lost, and because, you know, like, sometimes you go out as a parent and you hear someone go, Daddy, and you look around and it's not your kid.
Yeah.
But if someone's yelling, Emily, then, I mean, it's easier to find a lost parent.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It's a good point when you say like that, but you got to understand with a child, how's a kid going to be emotionally distraught about having no mother? And
no, I know.
I don't have a mother. I just have Emily.
And good luck finding an Emily's Day card. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, no.
You have to make your own.
I understand. You can hand make them, yeah.
Etsy.com, maybe, but I don't know. Well, Emily, look, I know you've been researching it, but it seems like it's a very unpopular decision.
Yeah.
For you to have your baby call you Emily.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize how strongly people felt about it, honestly. Other than Daniel, I know he feels strongly about it. But.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, maybe you could come up with a compromise, and instead of, like, mommy, she could call you, like, Mommily. Which is your
Mommily? There you go,
Mommy and Emily combined.
I guess we'll have to talk about that one.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. Good luck, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.